Episode number 23. You know, it's important to always stay on top of your industry. Most people skate to where the puck is, and I skate to where the puck is going. There's a reason why I do it that way. Sometimes you've got to move fast while you're still young enough to go 0 to 60 in 6 seconds. I hope my energy stays this great for a long time, because I have so much left to do, and my bucket list is full. That's why I've always stayed focused, not only on what I want to accomplish, but how I want to get there. You know, it's an important part because you can choose to do things the long way, or you can choose to accomplish the same results more quickly depending on your goal. It's not about cutting corners for me either. I think it's more easily done when you understand what's ahead and think it through using your experience. That experience is gained from previous pursuits and like tackling challenges every single day. That's why having mentors is advised for beginners, you know, because you just don't have the level of experience that you need. And one of the things that AVA Live Radio has been able to bring to new artists is that level of experience, you know. They get their questions answered, and it kind of keeps you from making really bad mistakes. But the best thing of all is if you are going to make mistakes, you can share those results with others and people can learn from you through the platform. And I feel like that's been amazing. Our Behind the Music series is really much like that. I mean, artists get on there with me and we just talk about music and getting from point A to point B, how it's been and how they accomplished what they did. And in every story, some things ring true. Some things are just the same. And they're just about consistency and believing in yourself and making sure that you don't give up. But at the same time, you want to not give up on yourself, but also think about what's meant for you. And I had a really big lesson that I learned in this last month about that. That's where those mentors can add richness and fulfillment to what you're trying to accomplish. But for beginners, I think you shouldn't be afraid to fail. A lot of people don't try things because they're afraid of how it's going to look to others. But when you get over that, when you lose that ego and you let it go, you realize that it's a journey you're on. It's a bunch of experiences. It's things you're trying. You need to have that freedom. And as a creator, you need to feel free to try and to share and to gather information from people. You don't ever want to feel like you're shut down and people are looking or scrutinizing you with such a microscope that it prevents you from moving forward with your life, because it's your life. So don't let other people make that choice for you. I got all my experience from trying things out and failing. I mean, I also felt that the things that didn't work out were a blessing because they helped me to find out more about myself. I mean, I got in touch with what I really wanted and learned that it was all a journey. I highly recommend it. I really do. Don't be afraid to discover what you may think you want right now. And if you discover that it isn't what actually is meant for you at this time, that knowledge is a true, true gift. You know, I was on a journey from Florida to Canada in this last month, and I took my time just kind of looking around and experiencing different places in Canada and just looking for where I wanted to be. I originally came here in Toronto and I looked in the city and I spent some time there, a few weeks, and then I went to Mississauga and some different surrounding areas like Humber Bay, and I just kind of submerged myself, looked at the stores, went out shopping and went into the restaurants and just kind of relaxed and had this amazing time and spent time connecting with my mom while I did it. But I learned that anytime it was hard in a place or things were kind of not feeling right for me, that was kind of like the universe directing me to where I needed to be, where I was going to be more comfortable. And I hit some really hard weeks. There were some weeks where I was just like, God, I'm never going to find a place. I'm never going to know where I want to be. And I'm just not happy here right now. And at times I even thought about turning around and going back to the States. But I believed that this was the place I needed to be. This was calling to me. I needed to come back to Canada and I needed to grow as an artist and go to film school and develop more shows for the radio and the podcast that I'm working on and just personally go through a growth period that I needed. I needed a fresh start like that. Although my job stayed the same, I just had these other projects that I felt like I needed to do from here because I couldn't do them from there. So I stuck with the process and I didn't give up. And as a result, the places that were giving me the most trouble weren't the places I needed to be. I eventually landed in a place called Oakville. And Oakville had a film school and an amazing, amazing apartment and workplace that fit me so perfectly. If the other places that I had been for the last 30 days had been even remotely easy, I would have stayed there and not found this place. And this is the place where I know in my heart I will grow from and is the best possible place for me to be right now. That's what believing in yourself, trusting in the process, and understanding that things that are hard right now might not be for you. And it's just part of your journey pushing you towards something that is. That's a true gift. That knowledge is such a gift. So see, I learned a really big lesson on this trip. And I hope you'll learn from this story. I hope you'll understand that if something's giving you a really hard time right now, it might just because it's not for you. The universe might be directing you towards something else that is way more suited or that you're meant to do, and you're not supposed to be here wasting time doing something that isn't for you. I think if you are trying to accomplish a goal, it's really important that you're in the right space to do it and that you think about the knowledge that you've gained from the failures in the past and how you can use that on your journey towards your future. It's the fastest way to get there. And even though there's challenges along the way, just know that there's challenges because something might not be in alignment, but yet you might have to learn from something in order to accomplish this next thing. And I know that all the hardships that I've hit in the past few months have lined me up. They've toughened me up and prepared me for this next part in my journey. They've also opened my mind and given me a different perspective that I needed for this next part in my journey. So what have you been wanting to accomplish lately that seems to have been a major hurdle, like something that's, wow, I really want to get this. I really want to accomplish this dream, but the hurdles just keep lining up. What are they trying to tell you? You've got to ask yourself that. I'd love to know. Leave me a message on the podcast or wherever you're hearing this. I'm going to make a post right now and leave me a comment below it because it's really interesting, this journey I've been on. This has been something, and I've really learned from it. I hope you will too. Thanks for listening.